The future of the fishing industry is in jeopardy because of government regulations. Let's hear from Dave Densmore, a longtime fisherman from the West Coast.
Not just New Bedford, the whole East Coast, from what I can see. Like when I was up at Menemsha, talking to some of the guys up there, it just breaks my heart. There's a friend of mine there, I don't know how many generations. I know they've been there since the 1600s, his family. And he's got three sons that want to fish with him. And he's got an 80-foot steel dragger, beautiful boat that should be making all of them a good living. And he's trying to push his boys off the boat because it's not there. He fishes that boat by himself sometimes. And that's a shame. It's just a crying shame. He's got the expertise. He's got the history. He's got the equipment. He's got the tools. He's got the sons. And he can't use any of it. And it's just because of government intervention. I know that a lot of stocks are down, but there's ways to manage that without killing off whole families and without killing off an industry. There's ways to manage them so people can still make a decent living, not just barely a subsistence living, but a decent living.
A lot of family members are involved. You know, they may have their sons, their grandfathers, their fathers, their brothers, you know, whatever, you know, and they're all involved in it. So it's been a family business.
Ann Jardin Maynard, part owner of Jardin and Dawson Incorporated, a New Bedford settlement house.
And a lot of people are sticking with it because they want to survive. And I don't think they want to see it, you know, go down the tubes, you know. And it's part of the city. It's, you know, we've been one of the big fishing ports. I'm a true believer that if things don't work out, a lot of people would be affected. We would be affected. The fuel companies would be affected, the ice plants would be affected. There'd be a lot of people affected by a change in this industry, a big change.
Rosemary Den of Cape Fisherman Supply in Chatham also sees a bleak future.
You know, you go to all these fisheries meetings and you talk to all these people and all about fishing stocks and recruitment. But there's no such thing as recruitment among fishermen. There is no younger generation coming up behind them. Hey, maybe that's what the feds want, you know, systematic elimination, you know,
yeah.
Scary stuff. But what I look at is when the youngest guy in the fleet who would be buying boats were 22, 23, now the youngest boat owners are 40, 45. Physically, 50, a lot of times you're toast. There's no one coming up behind, is what I see, and it's sad. It's easier for the government to manage five big conglomerates rather than 500 little guys.
Yeah.
You know? I think you don't like to say it out loud, but there's not a lot of future for a young person in fishing, which is sad because, like I said, in Chatham, it's very generational. I mean, everyone did it. And now when you see father saying, you know, I'd kill him if he turned into a fisherman, or I tell him to, you know, like, you better go to school and you better get your degree. So there's not a lot of positive reinforcement in it anymore.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.